roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
My name is Issa, and I host a show on CITR called Off the Beam Path, and what we do is talk about some stuff that's going on in the Lower Mainland, and particularly around arts and culture, and kind of how the where it intersects and what does that look like. And we try to keep it serious and fun, but also really want to understand kind of the artists and how do you do what you do. And I've read a little bit about you, and you are an incredibly busy individual. So I was able to watch your film, and really looking forward to seeing it on the big screen. Just have a few questions that I wanted to ask, but I just really also really wanted to thank you and congratulate you for turning your writing into a play, and then your play into film adaptation. And I think it's an amazing kind of one, probably resilience, but also just kind of being able to push things through and making some great work. So I want to thank you thank you for taking the time out to talk with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I want to tell me a little bit about yourself, and what was it that really made you want to bring this story to life?
Well, first of all, it's been something that I feel like the show has been in development for so long, first as a stage musical and now as a film. And it really was like a calling to unearth histories that hadn't been taught to me, and that were very much kind of told from one perspective. So a big part of unearthing this story has been around indigenizing it, feminizing it. We had a hard time, even when we were doing some of the early research for the show and speaking with, you know, indigenous communities from the area, a lot of, even the elders that we spoke to, their history was so influenced by like the colonial history and the colonial narrative. Mm-hmm. And they even recognized that that was a struggle that they were working through even in their own community. And so I thought, well, we can actually help to serve this rebalancing, right? That we could, that the arts, like the storytelling through first the stage play and then now the film, can actually help to support the nation and the community in reviving this history and reviving a more balanced and truthful perspective on our shared history. So looking at it as not just being like the white settler perspective that came in, but what was it like for the indigenous people to see, you know, ships arrive, boats arrive, these young women to arrive, and how that, you know, disrupted their lives. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what the film is telling. And then the way that we're telling it as well is through three languages. So through English, French, and Ganyangeha, which is a dialect of Mohawk. And that also just having the indigenous language be included as an equal in the film so that it's not solely being told through English is something that's, well, it was very challenging to do, but also very satisfying to know that even through the language that we are rebalancing the story and the history and of what.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. This is Nancy with my show, Nancy's Pantry. It's every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m., and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia from the unceded Musqueam Territory here in Vancouver. Today, I have a house episode. All house music. This first song is Baby K Interaction by Via App. I'm sorry I interrupted a interview with my show because I came on a little bit late today. But yeah, hopefully we can just get started with music. And yeah, enjoy the song. Thank you. Okay, that was just Baby K Interaction by Via App, and now this is Track Lights, the Crackazette remix by Michael Del Hay and Crackazette. This song is awesome. I got it from Carrie Chandler's most recent Boiler Room set. It's such a cool set. He does a reel-to-reel set. And the music is so good. I remember this absolutely blew my mind. But yeah, enjoy. Okay, so on that just ended was Tracklight's The Crackazat remix, and then now I have Love Will Find a Way by Marvin Belton. This one's kind of a deep cut. I also got it from Carrie Chandler's Boiler Set, but this one's also awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Love Will Find a Way by Marvin Belton, but I'm just going to take a quick break from music, play a couple of ads, and then I will be back with more after. Find a way. Find a way. Even in the darkest hours, love will find a way. Find a way. Find a way. Find a way. Find a way.
Fun Drive 2024 is right around the corner, and this February is the perfect time to say yes to CITR and all it has to offer. Visit donatetocitr.ca right now, make a donation, and then claim your prizes. For a $30 donation, you'll receive a CITR earplug case. $60 gets you a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo. A donation of $101.90 scores you specialized marble dice and a song dedication on Valentine's Day.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A $200 donation will get you an engagement ring 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. $500 and you'll be sporting a nifty just-married sweatsuit. And for a grand donation of $1,000, you'll get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Testing, testing. Is this thing on?
And remember, all prize tiers include their specific prizes, plus all the prizes from lesser tiers. That means for an $1,000 donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle, a fashionable just-married sweatsuit, and of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donatetocitr.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
We do it for the love of it. Here at CITR and Discorder, we give you our love. No strings attached. All you have to do is turn on your radio or open the streaming app and it's there, free of charge, whenever you want it. We don't ask you for a thing. Most of the time. But 1 week out of the year, we give you a chance to return that love. It's called Fun Drive, and it's happening now. We're not asking for much. A little goes a long way. This year, we're aiming to raise $20,000 to help improve our studios and replace our aging antenna and transmitter. You can give a little or a lot. And there's prizes. If you give a little, there's little prizes. If you give a lot, there's big prizes. You can even host your own show. And it's easy. Go to CITR.ca and click on the donate button at the top of the screen. Do it right now. And help spread the love.
Okay, I'm back with more music. This one is A Night in Torino by Parov Stelar. He's one of my favorite DJs. He's from Austria, but this is a sick song. It's so good. You know what? Let me play through this for a bit, and then I'll talk about Fun Drive a little bit too.
Bounce of the funk, make it get bump, roll on. Bounce of the funk, make it get bump, roll on. Bounce of the funk, make it get bump, roll on. Bounce of the funk, make it get bump, roll on. Thank you.
Okay, so for anyone that doesn't know, CITR is hosting their annual fun drive next week. And basically what that is just a week long of shows dedicated to fundraising for this amazing radio show or radio channel. But I think we have a individual goal for every show to raise a certain amount of money or to get 5 donations. So make sure you tune in for next week's episode. I'll have some really, really good music. And I'll be talking lots about CITR, what it means to me, the role it's played in my life, why I love it so much. But, in case anyone didn't know, the theme for this year is Las Vegas Wedding, which is why all of the PSAs and ads for it are so goofy and cute. But yeah, the song Night in Torino, Parav Stelar. After this, I'm going to have a classic French house song play by Etienne de Crécy. My French is really bad. I borderline failed grade 9 French and never took it again. But this song is called Pre-Show, Pre-Shock, I think.
Marijuana, sensimilia, marijuana, sensimilia, marijuana, sensimilia, marijuana.
Okay, I'm going to take another quick break from the music, and then I will be back with more. But that song was just Pre-Show by Etienne de Crécy, classic French house.
Chers organismes d'art et de culture au Canada, le programme de placement étudiant du Conseil des ressources humaines du secteur culturel offre encore des subventions salariales. Un appel de 2 minutes, un formulaire en ligne de 20 minutes et vous pourriez recevoir une subvention de quelques 1 000 $ en moins de 2 semaines. Si vous avez eu ou si vous prévoyez engager des étudiants de niveau postsecondaire, trouvez-nous sur le web par un moteur de recherche en tapant CRHSC suivi de PPE accent aigu. À bientôt!
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
Okay, it's me again. I'm back. So, for those of you just tuning in, my name is Nancy. This is my show, Nancy's Pantry, every single Tuesday from 12 to 1. I kind of play different music every single week. I try to choose a genre or a vibe and then do something different every week. But this week, it's all house music. We've had a good mix, a lot of deep cuts today. But the song that I have on in the back is by Floor Plan. They're a duo out of Detroit, and this is one of their side projects. And they release, like, I want to say, like, gospel house in a way, but the song is I Feel Him Moving by Floor Plan, and it's such an awesome song. But yeah, enjoy. We'll be right back. Okay, I think this will be my last song for today, but this is by Moody Man. He's a great Detroit producer and DJ, but this is Wednesday Night People from his album Forever and Nevermore. Thank you so much for everyone for tuning into my show, Nancy's Pantry. I will be on again next week. Make sure to tune in because it is Fun Drive week. So it'll be a really fun episode. But yeah, if you liked any of the songs today, the track list will be up on CITR's website. Just search up Nancy's Pantry, find today's episode, and all of the songs will be there with their album and artist names. Thank you.
Nigga, to close my motherfucking door. Nigga, close the door. That nigga thinks I'm gonna motherfucking door. Yeah. Damn, nigga. No. But tell him to come on down then, yeah.
And I host a show on CITR called Off the Beaten Path, and what we do is talk about some stuff that's going on in the Lower Mainland, and particularly around arts and culture, and kind of how the where it intersects, and what does that look like. And we try to keep it, serious and fun, but also really want to understand kind of the artists and how do you do what you do. And I've read a little bit about you, and you are an incredibly busy individual. So I was able to watch your film, and really looking forward to seeing it on the big screen. Just have a few questions that I wanted to ask, but I just really wanted to thank you and congratulate you for turning your writing into a play and then your play into film adaptation. And I think it's an amazing kind of one, probably resilience, but also just kind of being able to push things through and making some great work. So I want to thank you. So thank you for taking the time out to talk with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I want to tell me a little bit about yourself, and what was it that really made you want to bring this story to life?
Well, first of all, it's been something that I feel like the show has been in development for so long, first as a stage musical and now as a film. And it really was like a calling to unearth histories that hadn't been taught to me, and that were very much kind of told from one perspective. So a big part of unearthing this story has been around indigenizing it, feminizing it. We had a hard time, even when we were doing some of the early research for the show and speaking with, you know, indigenous communities from the area, a lot of, even the elders that we spoke to, their history was so influenced by like the colonial history and the colonial narrative. And they even recognized that that was a struggle that they were working through even in their own community. And so I thought, well, we can actually help to serve this rebalancing, right? That we could, that the arts, like the storytelling through first the stage play and then now the film, can actually help to support the nation and the community in reviving this history and reviving a more balanced and truthful perspective on our shared history. So looking at it as not just being like the white settler perspective that came in, but what was it like for the indigenous people to see, you know, ships arrive, boats arrive, these young women to arrive, and how that, you know, disrupted their lives. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what the film is telling. And then...
Good afternoon. You're listening to Fall à la Primitive on the CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here live in the studio, and today I've curated a fall playlist, my fall 2023 collection, purely based off aesthetic album covers slash homage to my 2016 Tumblr.